Welcome to More Than Medicine, where Jesus is more than enough for the ills that plague our culture and our country. Hosted by author and physician Dr. Robert Jackson and his wife Carlotta and daughter Hannah Miller. So listen up, because the doctor is in.
Welcome to More Than Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Robert Jackson, bringing to you biblical insights and stories from the country doctor's rusty, dusty scrapbook. Well, today I want to bring to you the hard truth about the connection between childhood vaccines and sudden infant death syndrome, also known as SIDS. First of all, I want to give my indebtedness to an article published entitled The Forgotten Side of Medicine, and it was published anonymously by a Midwestern doctor. Now, why was it published anonymously? Well, you must understand that there's a great deal of persecution and kickback against physicians who depart from the traditional medical paradigm in regard to pediatric vaccinations, or really adult vaccinations as well. And there have been many doctors over time who have been accused of being vaccine deniers or anti-vaxxers or even baby killers when they deviated from the traditional medical paradigm regarding pediatric vaccines or adult vaccines. So the publisher of this article identifies themselves only as a Midwestern doctor. But the article was a review of the history of medicine in regards to vaccines. And it was very insightful, full of medical history. And I can't give you the entire article, but I am going to give you some insights into the article that I found very interesting and informative. Now, you remember a long time ago that Jesus told us that the truth shall set you free. And that's so very true in so many areas of life. And I've told you before that you and I must be willing to speak the truth or go to the gulag. And I want you to know that I'm willing to tell you the hard truth about SIDS, even if it cost me a little bit of persecution by my medical colleagues. To be honest, I have not arrived at these conclusions easily or quickly, but it's been years of researching, studying, reading, listening to my patients, listening to them describe the adverse reactions that their children have experienced after receiving childhood vaccines before I have come to the conclusions that I'm going to share with you. So it was not an easy thing for me to take the blinders off and begin to see the truth about pediatric vaccines. Let's start with this. When the COVID lockdowns happened, vaccine safety activists predicted that the lockdowns would lead to an unprecedented drop in infant deaths. Why would they say that? Well, they knew that children would be locked out of their pediatric and family doctor medical offices, and they knew they would not be receiving their pediatric vaccinations. Knowing that in advance, they predicted that there would be a drop in infant mortality in the United States because they were skipping their childhood vaccines. And you guessed it, their prognostication was right on target. This ended up being exactly what happened, and it was reconfirmed by infant deaths dropping in multiple states across the United States. In fact, we have some statistics from the state of Florida that was that predicted and fulfilled this prognostication exactly, and we'll get to that before we conclude. Sudden adult death syndrome, called SADS, that was seen worldwide after the COVID-19 vaccines rolled out, was so unmistakable that it made the general public see how much their government had lied to them. And suddenly, folks were unwilling to trust the CDC, the FDA, the NIH, and Dr. Fauci. And in fact, many physicians suddenly were in a position of not being willing to trust the CDC any longer. What is less well known is the link between childhood vaccines and sudden death of children, euphemistically called sudden infant death syndrome, or SIDS. Just like sudden adult death syndrome, SIDS has a clear-cut relationship to pediatric vaccination. And in the case of SIDS, there's over a century of evidence to substantiate it. Like sudden adult death syndrome, our healthcare authorities have worked tirelessly to conceal this link, even when faced with significant protest from the public who know what is happening. For the most part, these authorities have succeeded. And as a society, we have come to see SIDS as a normal event that does not even require an investigation. Each time another child dies, right after a vaccination. The children who have died from SIDS and their parents deserve recognition and justice. The children, the babies, cannot speak up for themselves other than by crying, which is typically ignored. When you observe these vaccine injuries and the trauma these children experience, it's very apparent what has happened. But in almost all cases, the doctors and nurses around them simply cannot see it. There is a blindness, an inexplicable blindness that occurs. It is similar to the blindness that occurs with COVID vaccine injuries. And there is gaslighting that occurs. There is a dismissal of the connection between the injury and the COVID vaccine. There is a dismissal of the connection between the pediatric vaccine and the neurologic injury or the sudden infant death syndrome. And I have observed this myself. Now, let's talk a little bit about medical blindness and SIDS. I have sat through many medical lectures where the lecturer made a point to state that he believed with absolute certainty that vaccination was the most incredible medical innovation in human history. Now, let me make a confession. I once believed that statement myself. But that was before I did my research and I came to realize that all the childhood illnesses, measles, mumps, rubella, diphtheria, tetanus, polio, every last one of them practically disappeared before there were any pediatric vaccines available. Now, why did they disappear? They disappeared because of improved nutrition, sanitation, and personal hygiene. The pediatric illnesses all disappeared before there was even a single vaccine available. And that statement is blatantly false. The lecturers that I have listened to have all believed that the greatest innovation in modern medical history is vaccines. I have also observed children who have unambiguously experienced adverse reactions to a vaccine. And upon being presented with the clear evidence that the vaccine was the cause of the reactions, I've seen physicians and nurses suddenly experience a hypnotic trance where they become completely unable to recognize the existence of that evidence. Now, the same thing happened with COVID vaccine reactions, where doctors and nurses simply could not make the connection between the COVID vaccine and the serious complications that occurred because of the vaccine. I sincerely believe that medical gaslighting is evil, but at the same time, I don't believe that many of the gaslighters are themselves evil. They're just simply incapable of recognizing the medical injuries. In other words, they're experiencing blindness. Now, why that is, I don't know. I simply cannot explain it to you. It may be due to their unwillingness to admit that they've given a vaccine that has caused an injury. Maybe it's because they're sold out to the benefit of vaccines. I can't explain that to you. Now listen, here's a lecture that I've heard repeatedly. Here's how it goes. The lecturer says, to this day, we are not sure what causes SIDS, but from a lot of research, we have determined that it clusters at 2 months of age, 4 months of age, and 6 months of age, after which point it sharply declines. Currently, we believe SIDS arises from infants suffocating after sleeping in a face-down position. Now, every medical student knows that pediatric vaccines are given at 2 months, 4 months, and 6 months of age. Drawing that connection is not difficult. It doesn't require a medical degree to make the connection. But for some reason, medical personnel cannot draw that conclusion. And I simply don't understand it. Now let's go back in history a little bit. And let me ask you the question, how dangerous is the diphtheria pertussis tetanus vaccine? Since its inception, the diphtheria pertussis tetanus vaccine has been plagued with controversy. The DPT vaccine has a very questionable past. Due to long-standing animosity between England and Ireland that originally arose over an English king wanting a divorce to be granted by the church, the English treated the Irish terribly. Irish orphanages, not surprisingly, were used to find subjects for trials of the early vaccine prototypes. In 2014, unmarked mass graves belonging to Irish orphans were discovered. Further research revealed these graves belonged to a group of 2,051 children upon whom an early diphtheria vaccine was covertly tested in the 1930s. I want you to understand that when I read that, I become so ill that I can hardly even think. Additionally, an earlier investigation had shown that early vaccine experiments, including DPT, were conducted in the 1960s up to the 1970s at Irish care homes, and the test subjects included babies and handicapped children. Oh my goodness, I cannot even fathom it. Well, then there's Robert Mendelsohn. He was a remarkable pediatrician and a patient advocate and an early pioneer for vaccine safety. Dr. Mendelsohn was once asked why he was willing to sacrifice the eminent position he had earned to speak out against the medical system. Mendelsohn said that during his appointment as medical director of Project Head Start's Medical Consultation Service in 1968, he was horrified by the discussions held privately in the White House with his medical colleagues. They were openly discussing how they could control the population of the poor by promoting infant formula, vaccinations, sadistic hospital birthing practices, deficient government schools, and neighborhood abortion clinics. This was just too much of an assault on his strong Jewish faith and his Hippocratic oath. He subsequently wrote a book entitled How to Raise a Healthy Child in Spite of Your Doctor. In this book, he wrote, "My suspicion, which is shared by others in my profession, is that nearly 10,000 SIDS deaths that occur in the U.S. each year are related to one or more of the vaccines that are routinely given to children. The pertussis, the whooping cough vaccine, is the most likely villain, but it could also be one or more of the others." Now, I want you to know that I believe that pertussis is the vaccine most strongly linked to SIDS. Other vaccines also appear to share an association. For example, in 2007, VAERS analysis, that's the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, an analysis of VAERS of neonatal, that means less than a month old, neonatal deaths evaluated the 29 unexplained deaths reported following the hepatitis B vaccine. 24 were classified as SIDS. Of the 29 total deaths, 13% died within 24 hours of that vaccine, 32% within 3 days, and 44% within 7 days. Earlier in 1999, legislative testimony by Philip Incal, MD, made a case for the hepatitis B vaccine being associated with SIDS. A key piece of evidence Incal cited for this claim was that SIDS did not occur in those under 2 months of age until hepatitis B vaccine entered the market. Did you get that? Did you hear me? SIDS deaths did not occur before 2 months of age until the hepatitis B vaccine entered the market. Hepatitis B is the only vaccine given before 2 months of age. That's a time when the immune system's ability to develop the desired antibodies that result from vaccination is impaired. Now, let's back up a minute. I'm going to give you another history lesson. Some time back, the CDC, the heads of medical academia, and the heads of pharmaceutical companies met. They didn't meet at the CDC. They met secretly at a Methodist retreat center in northern Georgia. The purpose of the meeting was to discuss whether or not the hepatitis B vaccine was causing an increase in autism. Autism, which was practically unheard of when I was in medical school. We didn't even discuss it in the 1980s. When I was in medical school, from 1977 to 1981, when I was in medical school. But since that time, autism was on the increase. And I'll tell you why. It's because of the increasing number of childhood vaccines and the introduction of the hepatitis B vaccine. Their discussion on day one was, is autism on the increase because of the hepatitis B vaccine, and their conclusion was, yes, in fact, it is due to the hepatitis B vaccine. Their discussion on day two was, how can we cover this up? They thought that all of their discussion was in secret, but there was, in fact, a whistleblower there who made their discussion public. That's when Robert F. Kennedy, who prior to that day was mostly concerned with litigation regarding the environment and environmental issues. And when he got a hold of that entire 2-day discussion, he started the Children's Health Defense Fund. And since that day, he has been involved heavily in litigation regarding childhood vaccines. And I want you to understand that autism, which is now 4% of children in the United States, is directly related to the hepatitis B vaccine, and academia, the CDC, and the pharmaceutical companies are actively trying to cover that fact up. They are not forthcoming. They are not truth tellers. And mamas, do not let your children take the hepatitis B vaccine. Then there was Thorvald Madsen, another history lesson. The very first reaction to be associated with the whooping cough vaccine was death. One of the very first medical reports regarding the whooping cough pertussis vaccine all the way back in 1933 was a medical article published by Thorvald Madsen. And he described the death of two babies a few hours after they had been vaccinated with the whooping cough vaccine. One had hiccups and convulsions and died, while the other had nothing more than a bluish tint of the skin and then died. Following his report, other physicians added their own case histories of infant death immediately following the pertussis vaccine. In 1946, Wernie and Garrow described the deaths of identical twins within 24 hours of their second shot. Now, pay close attention. Pay close attention. Cases of identical twins developing a condition immediately following an intervention is often considered a gold standard in proving causality. If SIDS occurs spontaneously, it is virtually impossible that it would happen in the same amount of time after vaccination in twin infants. This article reviewed 13 cases of simultaneous twin deaths, 10 of which were officially certified as SIDS. The article discussed the near impossibility of these events being due to chance alone. Well, I'm running out of time, but I'm not running out of information. So I'm going to conclude there, and I'm going to come back next week, and we're going to talk more about the hard truth about childhood vaccinations and SIDS. And when I come back next week, I'm going to give you 10 stories of identical twins who died immediately after receiving their pediatric vaccines. And it's going to break your heart. You're listening to More Than Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Robert Jackson, and I trust that you will tell this to all of your friends and that you will pass this information along, that you will like it, that you will follow it, and you will share it. May God bless us, one and all.
Thank you for listening to this edition of More Than Medicine. For more information about the Jackson Family Ministry, Dr. Jackson's books, or to schedule a speaking engagement, go to their Facebook page, Instagram, or their webpage at jacksonfamilyministry.com. This podcast is produced by Bob Sloan Audio Production at bobsloan.com.